Imagine earning continuing education credits while doing exactly what you're doing right now. Well, you can. Gable Media has revolutionized the way you earn your continuing education credits with a groundbreaking approach. Forget running around town and scouring the internet for credit-worthy courses. Fulfill your CE requirements effortlessly by listening to engaging podcasts just like the one you're listening to now. Our podcasts are designed to educate, entertain, and inspire, all in a user-friendly environment. But wait, there's more. Architects, Gable Media is also approved as an AIA Continuing Education Services provider. Upon completion, we handle everything, from reporting your hours directly to the AIA, to storing your certificates in your personal Gable Media profile for your self-reporting needs. So follow the link in the show notes and start earning your credits in the most innovative and entertaining way possible with Gable Media.
All right, Entree Architect community, it's time for context and clarity. The reason that I come to you every day is so that we can find clarity around the things that matter most to you, the architect. And it doesn't matter if you're the employee of a firm, maybe you dream of starting your own firm. Maybe you even said 2021 is my year and you're on the runway to starting your own firm. Maybe you've had a firm for a year or 10 years or 20 years and you're starting to rethink, reimagine what your firm could or should be. All of the topics that we cover, one topic every day, fall under the broad umbrella of the business of architecture, and they are the need-to-know topics for the success of architects just like you. It's February 17th, 2021, and this is episode 13 of the Context and Clarity podcast. This is the podcast where my goal is to inspire you to start the thought process and to spur conversation. I really want to challenge you to think about and to explore these topics further, and I want to do something to help you build a better, stronger practice. This week, we've been exploring the idea of finding yourself as an architect. Now, obviously, there are a number of directions that this topic could head over the course of your career. Did you catch yesterday's episode about projects you'd say yes to and projects you just wouldn't take? I know for my part that some of the projects that I've taken on, even when I knew better, sometimes I didn't feel like I had a choice, but many of those projects, they just didn't turn out so well. Red flags have manifested themselves into real-life bad situations. And opportunity cost is a real thing, and many of us still need to get our heads wrapped around that. Have faith in yourself. Have faith in your abilities and that the next project is coming along. If you missed yesterday's episode or you want to dig deeper into this topic, here's what you need to do. First, go back and listen to episode 12. Second, go to the Entree Architect Community Facebook group and watch the recording of the live Context and Clarity conversation. There's lots of great comments there and there's a lot to learn. I know you may not be a fan of Facebook, and that's okay. I'm not either. The only thing that I do on Facebook is host Context and Clarity, and I get into the conversations there inside the Entree Architect Community Facebook group. That's it. I even have an easy link that takes me straight to the group so that I don't have to see any other part of Facebook. If you're interested, the link is entrearchitect.com/group. It's super simple and it takes you right there. So think about joining that group and becoming part of those live conversations in that community. Now, today at 4 p.m. Eastern, we'll continue on our theme of finding yourself as an architect, maybe by thinking about the evolution of your practice. In our conversation today, as usual, I'll start with a question. How do you transition from one niche to another? Or is it one niche to another? Now, let me just say right up front that I believe that you'll be most successful if you develop a niche and keep digging deeper. But I realize that there are times, like the time that we're in right now, perhaps, that you can get burned. For instance, if your niche is hospitality or entertainment industry projects, the last 11 months have probably been very hard for you, and the next few years may be too. You may feel like you lost the bet, but we're in a rare historic moment, and hotels and restaurants will come back. they still have problems that need to be solved, and they'll have new problems that need to be solved over the coming years. The reality is that someone that's focused on a specific problem is almost always more in demand and is able to command higher fees than someone that's a so-called generalist. It drives me crazy when someone says, we're architectural generalists. They're usually beaming with pride at the thought of being the ultimate problem solver. But here's the problem. No client has ever gone to any architect ever anywhere saying, I generally want you to do something for me. No, there's always a specific problem to be solved, whether they phrase it that way or not. Okay, that's my soapbox. So here's my question. How do you move from one niche to another? Maybe you see a new opportunity. Most of the time when I see this in a firm, the new opportunity is somehow related to the old niche. It might be a tangent or an evolution, but if you're moving from one to the other, how do you find new clients? How do you convince someone that even though you're focused on these other types of projects, you're fully capable of doing a great job on this new project type? This is what we'll discuss today in the Context and Clarity conversation inside the Entre Architect Community Facebook group. If you want more of the Context and Clarity podcast delivered to you every weekday, subscribe wherever you consume podcasts. And if you love content like this, check out Gable Media. It's the multimedia network for people that care about the built environment, and it's the home of Context and Clarity. With Gable's growing family of podcasts and video channels, I know you'll find something there that interests you. You can learn more at gablemedia.com. That's gablemedia.com. And if the topic of today's episode is of particular interest to you, and you'd like to dig deeper into it, then join me over on Facebook today at 4 p.m. Eastern inside the Entre Architect Community Facebook group. If you're interested, the link is entrearchitect.com/group. That's where every weekday at 4 p.m., I host Context and Clarity Conversations. And we take these topics, the topics that you hear about in this daily podcast episode, and we dig deeper. We have a conversation in real time to try to find more clarity around the things that matter most to you. So thanks for listening. I hope our time together has inspired you to think about your community and your practice and how you can support those around you. I'll be back here again tomorrow. And in the meantime, I hope you'll join me and the Entre Architect community on Facebook today at 4 p.m. Eastern so we can help each other find more clarity around the topics that matter most, no matter what your context is.
From historic homes to modern architecture, brick is one of the most popular building materials around the world.
How to allow the house to bridge the gap between the history of the site, the approachability of this kind of architecture in this kind of neighborhood, and the sort of nostalgia of materiality for the client's past, right? And brick really started to provide an answer for that.
Hi, I'm Doug Pat, and this is Design Vault. There aren't many materials that easily blend with any style and context, but brick does just that. I've seen some extraordinary work with brick, so when Glengarry approached me about hosting this podcast, I couldn't say no.
Typically, Tudor-style houses from outside are just stunningly gorgeous piece of structure, and when you go in, it's just sad.
Yeah.
Dark. And that is not going to happen with my approach to design.
I speak with industry leaders and share inspiring stories behind their work and ingenious design.
You'll see brick that's fashioned into basket weave patterns, sawtooth patterns, what's known in England as diapering.
Doesn't sound like you knew them per se, right? They found you through relationships that you had with other.
Well, wait, Doug, there's more.
Okay.
We'll go behind the scenes to understand process and even the inspiration that sparked the design.
You know, I think we were inspired by all the factory buildings in Dumbo. I mean, that is the kind of period of significance, that early American factory building.
Design Vault by Glengarry. Visit glengarry.com/design-vault or search for Design Vault wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe now to stretch your imagination.